Falls, W228 P. Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief: closing arguments with a twist at the E. Jean Carroll civil defamation trial. CBS's Errol Barnett.
Carroll's legal team made the closing argument that Mr. Trump acts like rules don't apply to him and that there needs to be a large financial penalty. At that moment, Mr. Trump stood, left the room.
Earlier, a Trump attorney and the judge clashed. The U.N.'s highest court keeps a genocide case against Israel alive. CBS's Robert Berger.
This decision gives Israel a lot of unwanted and bad publicity, and it will no doubt increase international pressure. But the silver lining for Israel is that the world court did not call for a ceasefire in Gaza.
Critics call Alabama's use of nitrogen gas to carry out an inmate execution last night inhumane. The state attorney general, Steve Marshall, puts it this way.
My colleagues across the country, many of which were watching last night, Alabama has done it, and now so can you.
CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A record number of people in Wisconsin are enrolled in health insurance on healthcare.gov. More than 266,000, according to the Department of Health Services. That's a 20% increase from the previous open enrollment period. Open enrollment is over, but some people can enroll year-round. A bill to ban abortion in Wisconsin after 14 weeks of pregnancy has passed the state assembly. Republican Representative Karen Hurd.
I am so in favor of women's rights and women to make whatever health decisions they want. I want everybody to make their own health decision. But here's the conundrum in this. There's another life involved.
10 Republicans voted against the binding referendum. Governor Evers says he'd veto any bill to restrict abortion access. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The impending closure of all HSHS and Previa facilities in the Chippewa Valley has left many scrambling for alternative care options, including the University of Wisconsin-Stout. According to a WQOW report, UW-Stout Dean of Students Sandy Scott says they don't know who their new provider will be or what their services will look like, but administrators have begun the process of finding their alternative. The university is hoping for an option that minimizes the impact of the change on students before Previa's last day on June 30th. A massive winning lottery ticket was sold in Cumberland, Wisconsin this week. According to the Wisconsin Lottery, a ticket that was purchased at the Senex on Caroline Street has won its lucky owner a $1 million prize. The winner matched the five numbers of the Wednesday drawing of the Powerball, 1, 5, 32, 50, and 64, but fell just short of matching the Powerball number of 8 as well. It's the first $1 million lottery win in the state of Wisconsin in 2024. The winner has 180 days to claim their prize. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers. They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Badgers take on Sparty. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Michigan State Spartans at the Kohl Center, but the Badgers will be without their backup point guard. Kamari McGee suffered an injury to his ankle and right foot in the second half of their game against Indiana. McGee out of Racine St. Catharines now listed as out indefinitely. Marquette hosts Seton Hall tomorrow at noon. NBA, the Bucks and Doc Rivers agreeing to a four-year deal worth $40 million. Rivers taking over for Adrian Griffin, fired Tuesday. The Bucks host the Cavaliers tonight. Joe Prunty on his role as the Bucks interim head coach.
Circumstances are always different, but like I said, you just do. Time doesn't stand still. You got to keep moving forward. And so, okay, what decisions need to be made? How are we going to handle this? What do you say to the players? What do you say to the coaching staff? And so I was proud of the guys for doing that, like coming out and staying focused on what we needed to do.
That's the Bucks' Joe Prunty. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Patchy drizzle and areas of fog, as we're still stuck under cloudy skies and high temperatures climbing to the upper 30s. Chances of drizzle continue into this evening as fog becomes denser. And as we drop below freezing tonight, slippery surfaces are possible by tomorrow morning. Currently, it's 37.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the Valley and all of Wisconsin.
In fact, it's on tap every day.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, at the World Headquarters high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. Mike, great to have you along on this TGIF, the 26th. Of January 2024. We are live on location once again, coming to you from downtown beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin, home of the Birkenbeiner, better known as the Berkey. The 50th anniversary coming up next month. We are here to promote that a little bit. If you've never been here, invite you to come on up and check it out. I believe it's the last full weekend in January, the Birkenbeiner, right here in Hayward, Wisconsin. Mr. Zommers, it was foggy on Lake Superior and a little freezing rain, so spent another night in Superior, and why the heck not? By the way, I almost went across the bridge we were talking about yesterday in Superior to go over to Duluth because the Wisconsin women's hockey game or team was up in Duluth taking on the University of Minnesota Duluth, UMD. And I thought, well, I had Badger gear with me, and I thought, well, wouldn't it be great to go over there and cheer them on? And then I realized I couldn't see the bridge out of my window. And I thought, with Todd's luck, I'd hit a patch of ice and fall off the bridge and be all over. So I just hunkered down.
Probably a good move.
Probably. So I had to wait for the fog to clear, not just from my head, from the sky. And I motored down from Superior this morning and got here in beautiful Hayward a bit ago, got set up in our studios, WBZH, the Buzz of the North, one of our brand new studios covering a large chunk, or it will be once everything is up and set. Here's the deal. On some of these newer Civic Media stations, you know, it was kind of like Max Bialystock in the producers. They were nothing until Bialystock came along. Some of these places were just nothing going on until Civic Media bought them, our owner and CEO Sage Weil, and now they're being refurbished. You understand, they're getting a facelift, a makeover. They're getting new towers, new transmitters. So we are not yet, to use a hockey term, not yet at full strength. But wait till we're full strength, and then this signal is going to go all over northern Wisconsin. And it's a great location right downtown here in beautiful. For those watching this stream on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, you might see a car or a person go by as we are on just about a half a block off the main drag here in downtown Hayward. So it's lots of logging up here. Forestry is a big thing. Tourism, of course. Snowmobiling, and I will tell you, there was more snow on the ground in Madison when I left last, Monday, Tuesday, or this week, than there is here in Hayward. So they're going to have to make snow for the Birkenbeiner, believe it or not. But they'll make it. Yeah. They'll make it happen.
I guess they got it. It's been going on long enough that they have that infrastructure.
Right.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we'll talk a little bit more about Hayward as the show progresses. And as Mr. Zomers said a little bit earlier, for those watching on the stream, our friend Peter Rapine from EPOM's World will stop by. He is in with another edition of Week in Review, taking a look at the headlines. And this is fantastic. These are the real headlines, not made up, no right. These are real headlines, or at least real things that happened. EPOM's World may create a headline of their own, but they're real things because there's nothing weirder, funnier, or stranger than human nature. So these are things that real humans have done, and we'll talk about that with Peter Rapine at 1:30. And of course, Mr. Zomers, what?
I was going to say, we usually get a few of the articles that he's likely to talk about from Chris Pauls ahead of time, and there is a theme to today.
There's a theme.
You'll have to stick around to find out what it is.
Indeed. But yes, so it'll be a good time having all with Peter Rapine at the 1:30 hour. Want to start off the show, speaking of human nature and things that are stranger than fiction. So yesterday, down in the state capitol, while Joe Biden is up here in Superior, given $1 billion for infrastructure to build a new bridge to create good paying jobs for the next several years to help build this bridge. What was going on down at Madison, the state Republicans in the legislature decided to introduce a piece of legislation and a new abortion, a statewide referendum. So what's the difference on that? Well, instead of being a piece of legislation the governor signs, if it be, to come law, a statewide referendum puts it directly to the people and says, okay, and it has to pass, first of all, it has to pass two consecutive legislative sessions. So it takes at least 3 years in order to get something like this to the people. Has to pass two consecutive legislative sessions, and then it could be put on the ballot for referendum. And then if the people vote yes, it's a 50% plus one, the voters of the state of Wisconsin, it becomes the law, okay? And so Republicans have passed this now for the second time in the legislature, in the assembly. And it is a bill that says it would ban abortion after 14 weeks, 1-4. Now, most people that have a reasonable take on this say, a lot of women, they're not going to know until later on. I know Dr. Lyerly has talked on our program a little bit, but certainly with Jay Matinair and also with Pat Kreitlow on Up North News. And, 22 weeks seems to be about, as early as a woman's going to kind of be able to know for sure in some cases whether she's pregnant. Now, these Yahoo's down at the state Republican Party, they said, well, let's make it 14 weeks to make this really tough on women. And whatever your feelings are on abortion, and I know I've said this, other hosts have said this, everyone is entitled to an opinion based on experience. Certainly there are people that have religious values, and they say that this is not something that my religion will condone. I respect that, all right? However, it doesn't, in my opinion, give license to people with a religious belief to force that belief on anyone else. Just like a Christian would not want a Muslim belief forced on them, right? People should have a choice of religion. And I feel the same way about a woman's body, and women should have a right to choose how they want to proceed. If they're raped or incest, God forbid. But the Republicans say, let's make it a ban after 14 weeks. This guy, Joel Kitchens, State Representative Joel Kitchens, he can't just keep it and talk about at a higher level. This is a pattern, we're going to lay this out for you, of Republicans. When they disagree and they don't have a valid argument, or instead of making a valid argument, they go low. And they equate people to things other than humans. We did not make this up. This is not edited. This is what happened on the state assembly floor yesterday as State Representative Joel Kitchens says abortion isn't really healthcare. How does he know? Because he's a veterinarian. Here's Joel Kitchens.
The question is whether abortion is health care. And if you believe that a fetus is a human life, then abortion is not health care. You know, in my veterinary career, I did thousands of ultrasounds on animals, you know, determining pregnancy and that kind of thing. So I think I know mammalian fetal development better than probably anyone here. And in my mind, there's absolutely no question that's a life. And I think the science backs me up on that. But this is really a moral question, and I recognize that not everybody's gonna, that's in here is gonna agree with me. And if I had the oratorical skills of Lincoln, I still wouldn't change a single mind over there. The question is whether abortion is...
There was Joel Kitchens, state representative, Republican. Equating women of the state of Wisconsin to a cow, to a horse, to a dog. Saying that as a veterinarian, he, Joel Kitchens, knows more about women's health than your OBGYN. I find it particularly appalling, but not surprising. Why am I not surprised? As my friend Sam likes to say, nothing surprises me anymore, but it was unexpected. Not so long ago, Wisconsin had an incompetent lieutenant governor named Rebecca Clayfish. She, of course, was the second-hand fiddle to Scott Walker. And with Scott Walker, it's tough to play second-hand because not a lot there on the first hand. But Rebecca Clayfish, when this state was discussing whether or not there should be marriage equality, whether or not people, gay people, should be allowed to marry someone they love, Rebecca Clayfish said, No, we can't do that. And she couldn't just have a higher level discussion about it and keep it classy. No. Here's what good old Clocks and Table Clayfish had to say about marriage equality.
This is a slippery slope in addition to that. At what point are we going to okay marrying inanimate objects? Can I marry this table or this, you know, clock? Can we marry dogs?
That was not edited. It's not AI. She said it.
13 years ago.
Thank you, Mr. Zomers. So it just proves my point. This isn't new. Equating Wisconsinites, humans, to clocks and tables, inanimate objects, and now Joel Kitchens and the Senate Republicans equating women to horses and to cows and to donkeys and to dogs. I would think that women in Wisconsin would ask themselves, do I want a state government? Do I want to vote for a party that views me as an inhuman being? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you on this topic. Because here's the thing. As I've been traveling the state this week, people are genuinely good, and they'll hold the door for you, and they'll help you out, and they ask how you're doing, and they're friendly. Most people here in Wisconsin are friendly folks. And the question I ask today is, Republicans, why you gotta be so mean? Taylor Swift, on the way out, your phone calls on the other side, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We're live from Hayward, Wisconsin, WBZH, the Buzz of the North, the Todd Oliball Show, on location on the Civic Media Radio Network.
But all you're ever gonna be is mean. Why you gotta be so mean?
This is 93.5 The Tap.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Get along down the road.
Sing It Kenny Chesney live on location in Hayward, Wisconsin. WBZH Buzz of the North. It's the All Ball Show on location. Glad to have you along on a TGIF. Mr. Zomers at the World Headquarters down in Madison. We are here at our studios downtown Hayward. Kenny Chesney, we've nailed it. Mr. Zomers, we haven't played that song in a while.
No, we haven't. It's been far too long. We used to play it every day when we were in the morning.
I know. Yeah, I know. It's more of a little bit, I don't know. I guess I thought it was kind of a morning song. But, you know, we started this show a year and a half ago, and part of the goal was to find commonalities. Because I think people just get sick of always giving them bad news, right? And I want to do more of that this year and find commonalities. But we also can't ignore when whack stuff happens. And in my opinion, you could have thoughtful discussions about policies and issues that you disagree upon without being disagreeable, without cutting one another down. And Kenny Chesney, that song is perfect. I mean, up here in northern Wisconsin, buy a boat, have a beer, call your mom. Just get along. Most Wisconsinites don't follow all of this stuff every single day. They just want to get along and have their communities better and their lives better. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Talking about this goofiness, the Republican Party in particular. State Representative Joel Kitchens yesterday on the floor of the Assembly say because he's a veterinarian, he knows more about women's health than an OBGYN. Why do Republicans have to be so mean? Rebecca Clayfish, equating gay people to clocks and tables. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Tom, listening on Madison on WMDX. Tom, thanks for calling. What say you?
Boy, the Kitchens quote is just another layer of misogyny that these guys are laying down all the time. The pro-life people who care about life until it's born, and then no universal health care, no food stamps, no education, no daycare, nothing like that. It's just ridiculous, and I think a lot of it has to do with just growing the base. They have to keep catering to the base. The base must be, it's like this monster that must be fed all the time, and it's not fed on the best of humanity.
Totally agree, Tom. I appreciate the call, and Tom brings up a great point, and that is this. Donald Trump, and now, of course, we'll get into this later, the Republican National Committee suggested doing away basically with the rest of the elections or ignoring them and just declaring Trump the presumptive nominee. Not making this up. It's real stuff. We've gotten to the point where the National Republican Party wants to just declare Trump the winner now. And it brings up this point. Trump's going to win the nomination. There is zero question about that. Unless
Once again,
he would pass
as Rick
away
Wilson
from
says,
natural causes.
Yeah, unless he's dead.
All right, unless he passes away from a natural cause. But in order to win the general election, you cannot win it with the base Republican vote of MAGA. You can't. And as Trump continues to burn bridges with common sense Republicans, people that I met up here, voting for the local sheriff, for the register of deeds, the hatred that's being spewed forth, the divisiveness, that ain't selling up here. That ain't selling. As our friend Trigvy Olson says, you know, Dobbs dads, guys who have a boat up here in Hayward, go fishing, go snowmobiling. And, you know, they're conservative guys, but they have kids, they have daughters, teenage daughters. And they sure as heck don't want state government or any government telling their teenage daughter, should God forbid they be raped, that they can't have access to health care. That ain't going to fly up here. And so it's not great politics. It's desperate politics for Republicans. And to put this on the ballot, by the way, in April, if that's where it ends up, didn't they learn last year when Janet Protasiewicz got elected? They didn't do so well when abortion was the top issue. Women's health care was the top issue. Republicans didn't do so well, but they can't help themselves. They got to keep coming back to the well. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Go to Andrew on the text line here. Let's see. Too many folks in one party especially feel you can choose your religion as long as you choose theirs. So wait, we can take animals to the vet and have them killed on a whim, but not humans. Some claim from a vet came in from the Idaho legislature a few moments ago, it says as well. I guess that's Lynn on WMDX. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC on the line. Mark, thanks for calling and joining us here in Hayward. What say you?
Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, you're a little south of where I grew up, but it's just ridiculous. This guy that's a vet that thinks he knows more about women's reproduction than anybody else and the women themselves. I mean, it goes in line with, you know, what Scott Walker said back in, when it was 2015 or 16, where if a woman's raped, well, she gets over the trauma of that pretty quickly. So it's just okay that, you know, to deny her access to emergency contraception. I mean, there's just the misogyny that is just baked into the cake for some of these Republicans is just shocking. It is just shocking. I mean, and how can we be shocked anymore? I mean, what more does it take for us to be shocked? I mean, that they're saying this stuff, and I hope it bites them on the ass big time.
Always appreciate the call, and Mark, you're absolutely right. Appreciate the call, Mark. Always good to have you along. What was also surprising, or at least unexpected to me, was that there was nobody on the Republican side of the aisle that got up, particularly women. Women Republican legislators in the assembly. Not one of them got up that I know of and said, you know, I respect Assemblyperson Kitchen's comments. He has the right to that opinion. But I also believe that we have to consider women's point of view as well. And we should involve women in this discussion. I mean, I don't agree with Nikki Haley. I wouldn't vote for her, but I can at least say that she said something similar to that to make an outreach to women. To at least include them in the discussion. But not one Republican legislator, let alone a woman legislator on the Republican side, stood up and called this out.
They're part of the team. They can't deviate, or they're probably going to get death threats.
I just don't get it. And when we come back, I want to talk about this. This is just Wisconsin, by the way. This is on the national level as well. As we said, we were in Superior yesterday, covering President Joe Biden's arrival and speech there, brought $1 billion for the new Superior Bridge. Great day to celebrate Wisconsin. And what do Republicans do? Evangelical Republicans, by the way, and we'll tell you who on the other side, decided to pick on Joe Biden because he stuttered in a line at the speech and made fun of him. That's the Republicans' response to $1 billion of infrastructure investment in Wisconsin. Let's make fun of a man's disability. Back to the other side. We're live from Hayward. It's the Todd Hubbell Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop.
That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Wisconsin Bankers Association is seeing a positive sign up ahead. I'm Stephanie Hoff with the Midwest Farm Report along with you midday on a Friday. Association President and CEO Rose Oswald Poles says a positive economic trend in the new year is that the hike in interest rates is slowing.
I think we are finally seeing a slowdown of hikes in interest rates, and that's, you know, certainly all of us as consumers individually, but, you know, certainly anyone that's running a business or a farm operation where you have borrowing costs that are very much tied to interest rates, you know, we're seeing those level off. And I think we also predict that the Fed is going to perhaps even start to lower interest rates maybe very late in 2024. So I think not seeing any continued increase in interest rates here of a meaningful amount in the foreseeable future is a really positive sign.
Rose Oswald Poles is the president and CEO of the Wisconsin Bankers Association. Stick around for a look at your midday commodity markets up next.
Dairy farm families in the state of Wisconsin contribute 15 cents per hundredweight of milk to dairy research, promotion, and education. Where do those dollars go? Chad Vincent, CEO of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, explains the impact that your checkoff dollars has.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of different ways. You know, the Texas A&M does an annual study, and I think the last one was for every dollar that is spent and invested for a farmer money, that's like a $4.78 return. You know, dairy per capita consumption has increased by 80 pounds per person, or about 2.2 pounds per year. Our dairy consumption has grown 6% in the last 5 years alone. One of the measurables that we have is we invest in PR, which is where we provide story ideas to editors and newsrooms around the country. And then if they pick those stories up, they'll tell them for free. We earned over $70 million in publicity in PR last year across major news networks, local news networks, farm networks, everywhere. It's pretty cool that we were able to spend $1 million and get $70 million worth of media investment return.
That was Chad Vincent, CEO of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, along with us. If you have questions, head over to wisconsindairy.org.
From Chicago, our grain markets are fading into Friday. Cash corn is down a nickel and a quarter at 446 and a half. December new crop corn is down 4 1/4 cents at 476 and a half. Cash beans are trading down 9 1/4 cents at 12.13 3/4. November new crop beans are trading down 9 1/2 cents at 11.86 3/4. Cash wheat is down 17 3/4 cents at 5.94 1/2. And July new crop wheat is down 16 cents at 6.11 1/2. On the flip side, our Class 3 milk contracts are trading up on a Friday. The February contract is up 9 cents at $15.95 a hundredweight. The March contract is up 17 cents at $16.32. Just because we're heading into a weekend doesn't mean that your farm news has to stop. You can follow along with us around the clock at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Patchy drizzle and areas of fog as we're still stuck under cloudy skies and high temperatures climbing to the upper 30s. Chances of drizzle continue into this evening as fog becomes denser. And as we drop below freezing tonight, slippery surfaces are possible by tomorrow morning. Currently, it's 37.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. and click on the Careers tab.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap.
Yeah, freedom.
pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live in downtown Hayward, Wisconsin, home of the Birkebeiner, better known as the Berkey up here, the big cross-country ski race coming up next month in February. We're going to try to get back here and do a little coverage of that. We continue our Northern Wisconsin tour this week and wrapping it up here in Hayward at the home of WBZH, our news talk station here for Civic Media in Hayward, Wisconsin. As that signal is getting tweaked right now, but we'll be back online soon. So looking forward to that. Talking about these Republicans, first at the state level, yesterday Joel Kitchen, state representative, equating women to farm animals, saying that as a veterinarian, he knows more about women's health than an OBGYN. And then we played the cut from former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, who, when asked about marriage equality, equated humans to inanimate objects, saying if we allow same-sex couples to marry, what's next? People can marry their clocks, their tables. So I like to call our clocks and tables clayfish. So see, I don't mind making, because that's just a boneheaded thing to say. Maybe she believes it, maybe she doesn't. I can make fun of that. I have no problem people making fun of that. And you know, Joe Biden, I mean, I like it when he kind of, you know, exaggerates a little bit once in a while, takes liberties. I think we make fun of that. That's funny. Even can make fun of, you know, sometimes, I mean, we do it for Trump, we do it for Biden, their age, you know, but they're older people, that's fine. I don't mind. It's not that I can't laugh at things, you know, we try to do a little comedy on this show now and then. But I think there is a line that I just will not cross, and I don't think it's appropriate to cross. And that is making fun of or making comedy out of someone's disability. That hurts whatever age you are. But it hurts in particular when you're a child. All right? It is a well-known and documented fact that Joe Biden was born with a severe stutter. I've referenced this article from The Atlantic on it from last election. And Joe Biden still struggles with a severe stutter. And in order for him to give a speech, it has to be written a certain way. He puts certain marks in the speech on the teleprompter to remind him when to take a breath to help him not stutter. I've talked about it openly on this show. I was born with a cleft palate and a cleft lip. Went through a number of surgeries up and through high school. Most people that knew me as a kid would never have imagined that I could get a job on radio. I had a great surgeon, Dr. Demersion, at the old Methodist Hospital in Madison. A great general physician in Richland Center, Richard Edwards. Without those two gentlemen, I would not be here today. I was made fun of relentlessly as a kid because of my speech. I know what it's like. And Joe Biden has done more for kids with stuttering than anybody I know, saying, look, you can make it. And he lets down his guard in private with some of these kids and allows them to say, here's what I sound like when I'm not trying not to stutter. Here's my natural speech. So I just think it's small and disgusting when grown human beings make fun of Joe Biden's stutter. Because it's not just you're making fun of Joe. You're making fun of every kid who has a stutter, a speech impediment. Heard of a guy, Jason Howerton? I never had. Jason Howerton, H-O-W-E-R-T-O-N. Here's his Twitter profile. Jesus is king. Made millions and felt nothing. Now a mission to create a network to present fathers big enough to change the world. His website is highvaluedad.com. He has over 110,000 followers. I want to read you his pinned tweet. Yesterday, my son was disrespectful to a teacher. It clearly hurt her feelings. Unacceptable. So this morning, I took my son by the hand and we marched right into her classroom before school started. What I witnessed my young son do was enough to move a grown man to tears. What a good Christian man this person is. And then you look at his Twitter feed. I want to play you the clip of Joe Biden so you know what I'm talking about. This was Joe Biden yesterday in Superior during his speech.
The beer brewed here, it is used to make the brew beer during this final. Oh, Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes.
I mean, it's barely noticeable to me.
It was also really only a couple seconds, and he was talking off script about the brewery.
Right. It was a cool brewery that he was at. So this guy who professes online to be this, that Jesus is king, I'm a great Christian. He writes this when he retweets what we just played you. And he writes, quote, "The beer brewed here, is used to make brew here, is definer, Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes," unquote. President Joe Biden. Another guy, Guy Benson, from Fox News. Surprise, surprise. He says, quote, "This is, alas, an accurate transcription." And others went on online, Republicans, to make fun of this, to laugh at it, to mock at it. Again, here's where we are at. My former party, I was a Republican for 30 years. I left the party in 2011 over voter suppression issues. This isn't a big tent party anymore. This is a party of compassion, of Christianity. I'm not the perfect person of faith, but if I remember right in my Sunday school teachings, today's evangelical Christian white nationalists would be called false prophets. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines. Karina in Milwaukee, thanks for calling, Karina, and joining us from Hayward. What say you?
Hi, Todd. You see, you're absolutely right. And this is phenomena started in social media, started in the society, in the government. Look at the Congress, Senate. They do nothing but just like a hyenas cuckooing at the Democrats and the people in this country. Trump allowed personally with his behavior everywhere in the social media. He allowed it to happen. He showed to his mega supporter that this is a party with a big mouth, and we can say whatever we think because we have a freedom in this country to be a bully. And this is exactly what it is. It's a party. It's not mega. It's a party of a hyenas, of a chuckling hyenas, nothing else. And the people who are a bullies, who wants to be with bullies because they feel insecure. They feel that it's the only way they can gain against others. They have nothing to offer as Biden has offered, because Biden has something to offer to a government, to people, to states, to do something. He has actually brain to offer and manipulate and do good for this world with his knowledge and experience, no matter whether he has a stuttering or not. Who doesn't have a stuttering? I want to know. Mm-hmm. Everyone at some point stutters. And I'm sorry, but as you said, in this country specifically, when they're running around and put in place a politically correct terms, how to address people, how to talk people with the disabilities or different nations or colors or whatever it is, you have a party, a representative coming in and think they are allowed to behave that way. It is only coming from Trump and this notion have to be killed, because this is not American notion. This is not how society that was built and moving to. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Sir. Yep. Thanks, Karina. Really appreciate the call. Karina brings up a great point here. And it's, I thought about this yesterday. I appreciate Karina hitting on this to kind of jog my memory. Joe Biden came to Wisconsin with a solution. He didn't just show up, he put up. All right? He brought $1 billion due to Pete Buttigieg, his transportation secretary, overseeing this bill at first. And as Bob Jelk and Ben Winkler pointed out yesterday, this was a bipartisan bill. There were Republicans that voted for the infrastructure bill. Sadly, none of Wisconsin's Republicans did. And I turned on the local news in Superior last night, and good old Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman that represents Superior, all he could, this was his response to $1 billion investment in his district. He said, well, you know, it costs too much. He should have got a better deal on the bridge. I'm not sure what Congressperson Tiffany was referring there to. But that was his response. Oh, and before I forget it, by the way, on this Biden stutter, on this making fun of him, this is what Derek Van Orten, congressperson from the western side of Wisconsin, the 3rd District, Derek Van Orten, or as Trigvy Olds likes to call him, Derek Van Odd One, said this. Here's what Derek Van Orten said. Quote, this is the person with the finger on the launch button. Yes, be terrified. Unquote. Derek Van Orten just piling on. And here's a guy who has verbally abused teenagers, both at the public library in Prairie du Chien and in the U.S. Capitol in the rotunda, dropping F-bombs, the S-word for crap, verbally abusing teenagers. Hasn't denied it. Says it, but they deserved it because they were taking pictures in the rotunda. Here's a guy who participated in the January 6th insurrection in so much he was there and posted a picture on his Facebook page praising it. And later on in this show, we are going to play you the latest audio from Donald Trump laying out exactly what he plans to do in a second term. And Derek Van Odwin condones it. I think the best way to look at this is, as I've traveled around the state this week, people are pretty smart, as it turns out. If somebody on your, if a coworker acted like this, if you had a teacher that made fun of your child's stutter, would you laugh with them? You'd probably report them to the principal or the superintendent. If you had someone in your town or village that refused to obey the village ordinances, you know, there's probably a ordinance about indecency, right? It turns out you can't just run around naked up here in Mellon. I mean, you might want to. Maybe you've had a few brewskis around Hayward. You say, well, I'll just go down to the boat launch naked. It'll be fine. But it turns out there are ordinances against that thing. And maybe the first time you say, look, Bill, put your pants back on. But if Bill keeps doing this 4 or 5 times a day and your kids watch Bill, you're going to say, look, something's got to be done about this. That's the context we have to think about these things. Think if your neighbor was saying this kind of stuff. Think if people in your family were doing this kind of stuff. Would you put up with it? I don't think most Wisconsinites would. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789 would welcome your calls or the text line as well. We have Jay in London checking in on the phone lines.
Or we will shortly.
We will. Thank you, Mr. Summers. Lost track of time. More on the other side. We're live from Hayward, the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Tap. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's time to give a hoot. Learn all about the mysterious nighttime birds calling this area home when you join the Beaver Creek Reserve Citizen Science and Education Team for a lesson in all things owls. This fun family event is being held at the Brewing Project on North Oxford Avenue in Eau Claire, Wednesday, January 31st. And yes, hooting like an owl will be encouraged. More information on the Chippewa Falls Area Chamber's website, chippewachamber.org. If shopping in support of small businesses is more your thing, you may want to put Saturday, February 3rd on your calendar. The Love of Vendors, Crafters, and Small Businesses Fair happening just in time for Valentine's Day. Stop in anytime at Southview Elementary in Chippewa Falls, again Saturday, February 3rd. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live from downtown Hayward, Wisconsin, home of the Birkenbeiner, better known as the Berkey, which celebrates its 50th anniversary next month. Get on up here, the last full weekend in February for the 50th anniversary of the Birkenbeiner, where they may have to make a little snow. There is snow on the ground if you're watching on the stream, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. You can see it a little bit here downtown Hayward. But they're going to have to make some snow probably for the Birkenbeiner. It's still a month away or so. But it's like 34 degrees up here today in northern Wisconsin. Normally be, you know, zero this time of year. So, yeah, just say climate change isn't real. Come on up to Hayward and check it out. But beautiful up here. And our station, WBZH, Buzz of the North. We appreciate the hospitality of all the fine folks here in Hayward as we spend a little time here up north in the beautiful state of Wisconsin. Talking more about the Republicans going at it in terms of attacking women, saying that this veterinarian, this Joel Kitchens guy, said on the assembly floor that he is a veterinarian, knows more about women's health than an OBGYN. Former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, we played the cut from her when she was Lieutenant Governor, saying she opposed marriage equality because what's next? People can just marry their clocks and tables. That's why I like to call her Clocks and Tables Clayfish. Because, you know, not much up there, quite frankly. And then you know, we're also talking about nationally people making fun of Donald Trump because of a disability, Joe Biden because of a disability. His speech impediment.
No, for Donald stutter. Trump, your little Freudian slip there. No, it's the other way around. Yeah. He makes fun of people for having disabilities.
Yeah. You know why I said that? Because I have his ugly mug in front of me for this next story I'm going to read. And so that's what popped into my head. Let's go to the phone lines. 844-967-2789 across the pond from Hayward to London. Jay in London, thanks for joining us. What say you?
Hi, brother. How are you?
We are fantastic up in here in Hayward. How are you?
Hi, I miss you. I'm fine.
Well, very good. What do you got for us today, Jay?
I think Donald Trump has given people permission to be the worst version of themselves, as Stuart Stephen would say.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, no, I totally agree, Jay, and appreciate the call. Yeah, Stuart was on with Trigvy on Wednesday. They did a great job, or Tuesday, pardon me. And Stuart said, Stuart Stevens, a former Republican like me, said, you know, Donald Trump gives people license to be their worst selves. And I said this back in 2016 when he ran. I said, what scares me, one of the things that scare me the most about a Trump presidency is that we don't, unlike, and I learned this from friends from the EU, oddly, I shouldn't say oddly, but to, you know, Jay joins us from London over there in the EU. You know, I learned this from Europeans. In Europe, they have kings and queens. And not all of them, but I mean, they have, you know, they don't rule anymore, but they still are there. They're the figurehead, right? In the United States, we've never had that, of course. So our president is our figurehead as well as our governmental leader. And people look up to them. And kids will say, well, if the president does that, it's okay if I do. And I think Stuart's right. Jay's point is well taken. Trump gives us license to be our worst selves. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines here. We've got Rico from Rock County. Rico, always appreciate you, my friend. What say you?
Hey, how you doing, Todd? Yeah,
I am just fit.
You know this.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just, you know, this whole thing with, you know, making fun of Joe Biden's disability, you know, it's pretty, you know, established that he has a stuttering problem. And with what's going on down in the border, it just, you know, the differences between the media on both sides was, and with everything going on the border, I couldn't help but wonder, you know, I don't find anybody ever making fun of Governor Greg Abbott for being in a wheelchair.
Great point.
Which interestingly enough, Todd, led me to go to my Google and find out why is he in a wheelchair. And come to find out he was jogging down the road and a huge oak tree split and fell upon him. I will tell you this, wow. the corporate elitists, financial insurance companies that have all our money in politics and influence our lawmakers would say only one thing about that situation with Greg Abbott. And I'm sure we've all heard it. You know what, Todd? It was an act of God. It was an act of God, what happened to Greg Abbott.
Yeah.
No, so we could take that where we might.
That's a great point, Rico. Thanks so much for calling, my friend. Have a great weekend down there in beautiful Rock County at the other end of the state there. I think that's a great point. I would, if any Democrat or anybody would ever, you know, I disagree with Greg Abbott vehemently, but we will never make fun of this show. I would call out other places if people made fun of him for being in a wheelchair. It's a great point, Rico. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul. Wisco Paul, thanks for joining us. What say you?
Hey, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. God, Hayward, what a great area to fish in. I totally love it up there. And it's really cool. You're getting all around the northern part of the state. It's an awesome thing to do. And, you know, you're just trying to seek out the truth, which really helps in the radio. Civic media is totally awesome that way. I just wanted to make this point. Yeah, well, I just want to make this point is that in politics, you don't always get your way, so you try to come to some consensus and in the end try to do what is right for the country and what is right for the people. That's the best you can hope for in a lot of situations. And as far as the border down there, you had that consensus on fixing the border, sending money to Ukraine and money to Israel. And Donald Trump, to my knowledge, has blown that all up. Now, that is just plain wrong. Once you get a consensus, so this is just my take on this. The Republicans now own the border. They own it. And they own Ukraine if they get run over. And a bunch of people die, they own that also. And they're going to own the Israel situation. And it's just a very sad situation that one guy can just make some phone calls and screw up a bipartisan deal. It's just not right, Todd. You know, that's all I... Yeah. So with that, keep up the good work there, Todd. And you have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks so much, Wisco. Really, really appreciate Wisco Paul there calling in. I appreciate the phone calls. We're going to come back in the second hour and more. Going to talk, and again, trying to balance this out, right? Like, I don't want to wear us out on Trumpster news, but I do think it's important to hear it. And oftentimes, radio people or media people, they just want to give you their, this is what happened, this is what the person said. I think it's fair to let you hear some of this stuff for yourself, and then we can discuss it. We'll come back to the other side, talk about that. What Trump says he's going to do in the second term, and Derek Van Orten saying, absolutely, don't go anywhere. We're live from Hayward, Wisconsin, WBZH, the Buzz of the North, on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you is.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic.